something I did notice, the guy who's never here, what was his name? Yeah, Brandon. He's not on the list anymore, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, because I don't remember how many people in the class want to say 43. We may cut that down. Well, obviously, one less person. 43 minus one is?
42.
42. Now, if that's the case, if you have 43 in here right now, it's 42. So, not today, obviously, but tomorrow, if we do have 42 people, we can kind of slim this thing down and delete one of the off spots. It would be down to 42 people. So thank Brandon on Facebook when you can see him. Thanks. All right. So that means basically just one less spot to sit in an off spot. And as I said, with graded shows kind of coming up, it's kind of important here because the more off spots you have, the more careful you have to be with your grades. For example, my last class, or maybe a couple classes ago, we had maybe 32 people in class. 32 people means you're not sitting out of the off spot. So your group gets seven shows in, you do seven shows. So if you're getting seven shows in, and even if something happens on the switcher where it blows up and you just really tank it, well, you do well in the other five or six shows, you know, overall your grade is still pretty decent. Here, your group's going to do seven shows, but you as an individual may only get four or five in. So therefore, you know, a little tank job on a switcher, you know, not going to fail you, but it's going to cost you more points, obviously, because you have to kind of sit out a little bit more. So I believe we'll be down to, instead of five or six off spots, we'll do one less, but I'll figure that out this afternoon at some point. All right, and Katie B is not here yet, but she's back on the list. Right, so I always forget somebody. All right, and tell her she has support. She doesn't friends. So, all right, a couple things. First of all, last week before we go through some of the changes, we'll kind of recap for Monday. Camera operators did a very, very nice job. Tighter shots, that's what we like to see. Nice and tight. Again, at least a little room for the lower third font for most of the shots on the camera 23 on the news desk. So that was much better. Again, we don't want to see any elbows. We don't want to see any scripts. So again, nice tight shots, keep that up. Directors, again, overall good. Main thing is, again, know when we're going to be bailing in black or going to black on that video open. When you see the world turning the second time and it says WNLD News, you got to be out of this thing. Okay, even if it falls off the screen, we still got maybe an extra second or two before it goes to black. Because for whatever reason, directors are looking at it, and then it goes to black, and then we move on. So we want to be out of that before it goes to black. Camera 2 operators, pretty good, net in, net out. Okay, again, just watch the lights, guys. Just watch the lights. I keep on saying, lights, lights, lights. You got to watch the lights, okay? So when you zoom out, tilt down as you go. Then we call for the four shot. At the end of the show, I wouldn't even bother just locking it down where you're at. What you need to do is just zoom in. Zoom in halfway, zoom in all the way. Okay? Then lock it down. Okay, so therefore, we're not going to be parking on the expressway or just parking in the lights here. We don't want to do that. Okay? A couple other things with engineer and switcher before we go over a couple things. Engineer, keep in mind, this is just one thing to kind of keep in mind when you're testing your levels. As I said before, if you happen to see bloody walls, okay, meaning that red in that wood-looking background, if it's really, really red, okay, and really, really dark red, that means basically your pedestal is way too low. So you need to bump that pedestal and get that back up to 7.5. Once in a while, I'll see the iris is way up, pedestal way low. And then sometimes the engineer's like, whoa, what's going on? What we're doing is kind of crunching, okay? We're crunching those levels. We're crunching the high levels, bringing them down, and bringing up the pedestal to kind of crunch them down. The young lady who fixed up my very, very nice Subway club the other day, I had everything on except jalapenos because I was going to meet someone. So you got to be careful with jalapenos. But the point of the matter, this bad boy is loaded. There's no way she's going to crunch it. Experienced Subway veteran she was, crunched it down. Remind me of iris pedestal levels. So what I'm saying is, when you bring your iris level down, your pedestal sometimes will dip down as well. So keep that in mind. If you got an iris level, okay, I'm going to bring the iris level down. These may just kind of sag down a little bit, so you got to bump that up a little bit. The pedestal doesn't really affect the iris so much, but the iris does affect the pedestal, okay? So keep that in mind as we kind of go. And then the last thing with switcher, this is from last week. Again, very little to talk about. Very nice, okay? Main thing, there's no bag in there. It's one Elvis. That's okay. I'm not taking care of the garbage. I don't care. Point of the matter is with switcher, make sure we keep our head down. Keep the head down because, again, it's one of those situations where your director, you know, may say, you know, take BTR, ready camera one. And next thing you know, it's like, ready two, yeah, take two. So you have to be real quick on that. Okay? Now, as a switcher, anticipate. I'm not asking you to do stuff on program you know, when the director doesn't tell you to, but what I'm saying is be ready. If you know camera two is ready, you know, as soon as you hear the director say, take, bam, you're on it, okay? Because again, that video goes to black and there's a little hesitation like this, that can cause you to lose the 15 points as well. So be mindful of it. The only time you really need to look up is really when you're adjusting chroma key weather and preview before we get going with the movie review. Okay? Yes?
On Friday, when I was switcher,
yeah.
I literally was like looking down the whole time. And Steve actually...
You can glance up.
...said something. You know? He was like, what? You need to be looking at the screen. And I was like...
No, I mean, you can glance up. What I'm saying is what happens is people are looking at the show, and then ready camera three. Okay? And what happens is anytime we ask for a font... You know, sometimes what you get is the person just, oh, I know the IDs are over here, but hit the button, and it's crazy black, and they're waiting for the show. So, yeah, I mean, it's okay if you're kind of head down here and you're just kind of looking up real quick, but what I don't need is just kind of staring at the screen.
Right.
That's what
we're
talking about. So, yeah.
If you're told to, like, ready something, but then you're told to take something off your situation from, like, camera connection, would you hot switch that?
It's okay if it's a hot switch on that regard. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes you have to do it. I mean, you have to do it. So, those are some things that kind of just remind you. All right, a couple things. Now, let's talk about the changes, really. Remember, talent number two is the first anchor. So, again, audio folks, have your rundown sheet with you. That's number one. Number two, when we're going from the turn, again, keep in mind, waste wells, very short story. Okay, very short story. Here's a young lady talking about waste wells. And what person wouldn't want to talk about waste wells? She's talking about waste wells and doing a darn good job, okay? Waste wells, waste wells, waste wells. Now, again, we have our talents. And, again, we're going to use you guys as examples. You're going to be whatever her name is. I can't remember her name. But nonetheless, what we're going to do is we're going to have you look over here, pretend play, right? Turn your body if you could. All right, so that's camera number three, okay? So we have camera number three, and basically my cue, waste wells. Okay, ready camera one on the turn. Camera one, shoot talent number one. Again, camera one's over here, right? So for the most part, your shot's on Frank, the Frank house, okay? And what's going to happen is camera one, shoot talent two. All you have to do is pan to the right. You're almost all the way in, but you still need to zoom in all the way and focus on him because he's closer to you than what he is, okay? And what we're looking at is a shot right here, right? So above the elbow, right in the middle of the bicep, okay? So what we're going to do is have him turn into the shot. And again, if you happen to see, like for example, if my camera's too much on an angle, I'm going to get him in there. I'm going to get the other anchor in there. I don't need that. So make sure your camera is not, on an extreme angle here. What we need to do is make sure you're over here just a little bit more. So therefore, you're not going to catch him in the shot. And if you think you catch him in the shot, AD, you can also say, hey, camera one, zoom in a little bit more, even if we get him at an extreme close-up if we need to, because once he turns into the shot, there's no ID on him, because it's back-to-back of the same anchor, all right? Back-to-back stories of the same anchor. We're not going to font in again, okay? So feel free to kind of tighten that up a little bit more than what we normally do, if needed, okay? So then, floor director, again, ready camera three, take three, waste wells. Okay, ready turn on camera one. So what you're going to do is kind of hang out by cameras one and two, and then basically try to get their attention, ready to turn. Okay, hot camera, swing them on over, mic you, okay? Now keep in mind, this talent here, we may need to turn you to camera two, okay? Because this camera may not be ready. We may need to keep you on three, okay? So be ready for that as well, too, because, again, if we can't get off that camera, whatever the reason, there's a variety of reasons why we couldn't do it. Maybe the director didn't call for us. And again, this is now at this particular point in the quarter. Directors, if you tell a camera to shoot another anchor, okay, or get a different shot, if you don't see it happening within a second, okay, say it again, say it louder. Okay. So for example, if you say camera one, shoot tail two. Camera one, shoot tail two. Let's go. I mean, you got to move it. Okay. There should be no hesitation. Remember, focus every single time. Every single time. Okay. So once we have that set, we're going to dissolve the CG. So I don't know whether we have our CG call up. Let's call up our CG here. It's probably a template set up for you right now. But this is where we usually have some hang-ups, if any. Okay, let me view. Open. Second quarter RVF 14. Bingo. 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 All right, here we go. Browser. All right, let's get to the fish. Is this the fish? Okay, so we have to fill that in. All right. So, again, here's your turn. Let me play this for you so you see what the heck's going on with this. Camera three. And a nice turn to camera one. And, again, notice that camera was a little bit on the pan and tilt lock. We're loose, so we can kind of adjust if needed. Okay? Any questions on the turn? Okay? So far, so good. Okay, now, as far as CG, we're going to be on camera three, and then we're going to dissolve the CG. Now, in the meantime, camera two, shoot talent number one. Okay? So camera two, you're on that tight two shot, camera two shoot tan one. Now, honestly, you shouldn't have to refocus because you should have focused the camera at the beginning of the show. So all you should do is just zoom in, close-up shot. Make sure it's a close-up. Again, tape is part of your tuition, so you can put a rundown sheet right on that viewfinder if you want. You should know that's a close-up shot, okay? So what we're going to do then is ready two. I believe we're going to either take or dissolve two. So there's our anchor, and right away, next CG. We don't need an ID, so directors, don't call for font in there. And CG, don't bring up a lower third font. We need to get right to stocks, okay? So once we get to two, advanced CG, ready to dissolve, dissolve. Okay, camera two on a two shot. So therefore, if we're kind of in the middle of this, we're all on the same page. Directors, assistant directors, floor directors, on-air talents, and CG and switcher. In this little area of about maybe, I don't know, 15 to 20 seconds, we all got to be on the same page. We all got to be on the same page all the time, especially here. Okay, especially here, because this is where we potentially have some issues. Okay. Now, worst case scenario is, let's say it's like, oh, darn it, I forgot to tell camera two to zoom out. You know, we're still on this, and they're done talking. It's like, okay, well, all right, well, you could do either, you know, stretch them out and get camera two on the correct shot and preview. Worst case scenario, you can just say, okay, you know what, dissolve camera two, even though they're only on one anchor, camera two, slow zoom out, you're on the air. So then camera number one is like, okay, I'm still on this guy, we should be on two. Okay, we bail the two, and the camera two is going to slowly zoom out, and then slowly bring in both anchors nice and gradually, very cool and very slick as we're on the air. All right, so sometimes you have to ad-lib around. All right, any questions on that midsection? Okay, good? Okay, sports is pretty much the same. The only difference here with chroma key effects is have your anchor sitting in the chair or standing up, however you want to do it. But the main thing is make sure we put them in timeout, so to speak. We're going to put them in the corner here, okay? So we want to stick them in the corner here and then get more of a mid to wide shot so we can see more of the movie behind them, okay? But same concept, you're getting a chroma key effect. It should be a little bit easier for you here because you don't have talents moving around, especially if they're sitting. We can position the chair in the middle of the lights and position the chair about maybe a foot and a half to 2 feet away from the wall. So therefore, if they're sitting in the chair and the chair is not moved, we don't have to worry about shadows casting on the wall and things like that, okay? So that's what we're going to do. And again, where it says weather, I made the adjustment here for tomorrow's script. The rotation. Where it says weather, that means movies. Okay, and again, movie script, who's ever my first teleprompter operator should type that in. And of course, I have hard copies over here that the lovely, talented Tim Burke made nice and restored for you guys. Worked all week on this. All week. Okay, for the last 72 hours, he has been ignoring family, called off work to get this thing done for us. So,
take off the cats?
Yeah, cat weather cats.
Oh, man, we were mad.
Kind of lost respect for you already. No cats are out here. Okay, so nonetheless, that's kind of what we're looking at there. And of course, at the end here, remember camera number one, or talent number one, is going to be your kicker story. That's Monster Jam. Okay? And I just purchased my tickets online yesterday, so I hope to see you guys there. Okay? So it's the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life. This kid wants to go, so we're going. God, I'll be listening to Air Supply and the iPod. All right, so nonetheless, remember, talent number one, you're going to read the kicker story. So hopefully if this does happen, because I see this every single quarter. Camera number three, shoot talent number one. Okay, we're so used to going to two on the kicker story, right? So here's what sometimes I see in preview while the movie is going on. I'll see talent number two doing one of these, because they're thinking, okay, I'm not supposed to read this. But the talent shot the wrong part, or the camera shot the wrong talent. So here's sometimes what happens in preview. Hopefully someone will see this, something like this. hopefully someone sees this. Yes, you're taking the wrong guy. Okay, so make sure it's talent number one. And again, another thing to kind of keep in mind, once we go to the kicker story, camera one, you're going to hear the director say, camera one, shoot the news desk dolly out. Spin the camera around, okay? If you need to, unlock the wheels. If you need to bring your camera back a little bit, if you need to dolly out, you may not even need to. If your feet are right on the green floor, we're in great shape. Okay. So in the meantime, make sure the wheels are still locked in. Zoom in all the way on any one of the two news anchors and focus the camera. Once you got that, keep a nice tight two shot on camera one. Because camera two, we're coming out to a four shot. See you later, bye. Camera one, while you're in preview, start your zoom out and pan. So again, slow zoom out, slow zoom out, slow zoom out till down as you go, and then once you've hit the last point you can go, start panning off to the left nice and slow. Okay, so pan and tilt should need to be unlocked as usual. Of course, you can also zoom out, tilt down, and pan left all in motion, however you want to do it. But it will look something like this. Let me play this for you. Something like this. Nice and slow, okay? We're going to tilt down as we go so we don't see any lights in the background. And then start panning off to the left. And again, remember, engineer, route your camera one, because we're losing lights as soon as this thing's going farther and farther to the left. There's no more lights there. So we need to bump the iris up. Slowly, okay, make sure, again, try to keep it right around 80% is good enough, okay? So right here, obviously the iris is too low, so iris has got to come up. And again, we may not even get to this point. We may be in black, okay? But we still need the VTR to run the audio, all right? So VTR is going to roll tape, audio is going to play the music, and we go from there, all right? Those are the main changes. And again, we're going to be working on the script for the next couple weeks. Any questions? Kim?
What's the reason for the panning at the end?
Just to show a behind-the-scene shot.
Oh.
You know, that's all. A lot of newscasts. For the folks at home. You know, a lot of times, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but my parents got all excited when they got to see the back of my head. Okay? Because a lot of times, coming out of commercial breaks, they'd have a camera dollied out, and then coming back into commercial break, they have a little music, and they'd see, you know, me, like, doing one of these, and then Mike Hugh, and then we dissolve to that camera, and there's like, there's my son with the back of his head. We saw the back of his head. Very excited. He's staying for the news just to watch that. But as far as directors, producers, what we're doing is just trying to show you some behind-the-scenes stuff. And again, not to mention, for you guys right now on a limited basis, just to try to get you guys to kind of keep a nice steady pan, zoom, because you're going to be doing that in anything you do, really. Yeah. Okay? All right. One thing on the full screens I want to talk about, unless there's any specific questions, which I'll open that up here in a second. But one thing to kind of keep in mind with the full screens, templates are already set up for you. I don't know if the numbers are right. They kind of look right, actually, but I don't know for sure. I don't know. I'll check them out when we get going on the show. Main thing is background colors. You can change the background colors if you need be. I'm never going to ask you for a specific background color unless it looks god-awful, okay? Like if you got a fuchsia or just something, or just white or something. It just doesn't look good. All right, so main thing here is with the background, there's a little box effect. Okay, right here, it looks like a little blue computer screen or a TV screen. And there's another box next to it right now. It's a green color. If you just click on the box, whatever color that is next to the TV screen, that means all these palettes and everything else are going to affect background color. So a lot of times classes like to use green because it signifies, okay, that's stocks. Okay? Of course, you got them labeled. News full screen 1, news full screen 2, sports full screen 1. They're all labeled anyway. But if you see the green, you kind of know, okay, that's money. That's... What it should be is when the NASDAQ is, you know, above the Mendoza line, which, you know, that doesn't always happen, as we know. Anyone who's a 401k knows that. All right, so nonetheless, that's what you're looking at there. A lot of times for the fish full screen, fish full screen will be blue. You can change the colors by, you know, yellow, ooh, gray, ooh. Okay, looks like what happened was news full screen 1, don't go by that because the first full screen you want is fish. Something happened here where news full screen 2. Yeah, just go by the colors, I guess. Just know what you're doing. All right. There we go. There's not a whole lot there. Typically, in a real situation here, guys, there's so many graphics involved in a station, in a newscast, that you actually, kind of like a rundown sheet, you load up all your graphics. You can load them up and put them all in order. So therefore, every time you click on one, the next one pops up in preview. You click on this one, this goes to program, the next one comes up in preview, except when we're floating stories, then you have to kind of bounce around a little bit. But we don't have that here because it's a very small, short newscast, and you have very little to choose from there. So, all right, so any questions on changing background color? Of course, you want to change font color, just click on the box next to F, okay, and all this stuff is back to good for you as far as changing this stuff up, okay? All right, we're going to give you a white preset shader as well, too. All right, the only other thing I want to go over really here is switcher. To make sure we're all on the same page here, again, keep in mind what we're going to do is be in black. The Dr. Oz is on, okay? Again, a couple things to kind of keep in mind. Camera 2 in program, because that's what we're going to fade up on. This has not changed. Chroma key and effects key here, camera 1 in the key bus, okay? Doesn't change. We've been through all that. That should be done. Auto transition, fade. You can select it to fade, auto trans, or DSK. Right now, we want our fade at 30. That won't change all quarter. Downstream key, if you choose to use it, should be set at 17 frames. But as I told you last week, I wouldn't even bother with it. Okay? Unless, you know, make sure you just don't get confused by it. All right? Because again, if you hit fade, DSK, dissolve, or auto trans, this is going to change and show you what it is.
So you may get confused as far as, you know, what you thought you had something changed, and you're thinking, oh my God, what happened? Let's change this up again. It's like, no. So just make sure you're aware of what you're doing. But again, if you're cutting the IDs, you never have to worry about what the dissolve is. I wouldn't even worry about it. Okay? And then, of course, your auto trans right now should be set at 27 on a wipe. Okay? No, 17 on dissolve. Is that what I got? 17 on dissolve, did I tell you guys on Monday?
Yes.
Okay, 17. Yep. Again, the tens column, just jam it on the one. Remember, Theo? Huxtable on the coffee shop. Jam it on the one. That's what you're doing here, right? Put it on the one. Stevie Wonder, that's really good. You can check it out. So you got auto trans 17. Make sure it's on a dissolve. Because when we do fade up from black and we're doing all of our stuff and want to dissolve to the fishbowl screen, we dissolve it at 17. Right? Let's say we take camera 2. Okay? Ready to dissolve CG for stocks. We dissolve at 17. Okay. Ready camera 3 for sports. Now your director's going to say, ready wipe to CG. Okay, so ready CG. Put it on a wipe. Make sure it's on auto trans. If it's not, I'll select it over. And then just hit this little button. Put it on 27. Okay. Ready wipe CG. Wipe CG. Okay. And you know what's coming next. You don't have to wait for the director to say, ready dissolve 3. If you know it's coming, just say, okay, I already know what's coming. Ready 3, on a dissolve, back to auto. Back on the one, and I'm just going to hang tight and wait for my director to say dissolve to full screen, or dissolve back to camera 3. Okay. Other than that, ready VTR for effects. Okay, hopefully it's checked before the show. Background and key 1, check it out. Take effects, okay, to get out of it. Ready to camera 3, take camera 3 as a cut on your own background. Okay. Let's go back to bringing in the weather before the show starts as well. Again, to do that, have camera 1 over the weather wall, VTR and preview and program, background and key 1, have any piece of video called up, and adjust the hue, gain, and the clip. Again, the hue is going to be right around the middle somewhere, okay? The gain and the clip are going to be off to the left. So, again, the first thing to do once you get the shot, I bring the gain and the clip all the way to the left, okay? Then, once you got a shot, I try to work this in here a little bit and say, okay, can I see him? Check, maybe the iris is too low, whatever. They have to adjust that. And this one, you think, okay, I got most of them in there, but every time I kind of just tweak this a little bit, he's moving around. I can't see him anymore. I would stop right there and then use the gain, the clip, and just kind of barely move these things and just try to see. Now all you're doing is fine-tuning, like a surgeon, man, like a surgeon. Okay, you're just fine-tuning just to make sure this is in there correctly. Once you got it all set, hit background. That'll take the key effect. Camera 2 back on program. Okay? Kind of recap stuff from 2 weeks ago, but just want to make sure. All right, any questions, comments, smart remarks? Good. I think we covered it. All right, any questions that you guys have? Any questions? Christine George. Yes.
Can you show the movement that you
on the turn?
Yeah.
Okay, so camera 3, say camera 3 my cue, you're over there. Ready camera 1 on the turn. So basically you're between cameras 1 and 2. Okay. And all you're doing is just kind of extend, wingspan, okay? Boom, 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 doing one of these. Okay, it's basically a situation where the camera is hot, the story's about to end.
Okay.
And then swing them on over to 1 and mic cue. Okay? You're going to hear turn 1, mic cue. So, yeah? Sure can. I can get you there. See me right after we split up. Okay. Any other questions? Yes? Okay, you are in the group. You're in group A, by the way, all the way to the bottom. Just so you know that. Is that your question?
Yeah, that was
my question. That was your question. Yeah. Okay. And so group A is filled up.
Welcome.
Okay. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Hi. Okay. One order of business. This has nothing to do with anything. Okay? This has nothing to do with the class. But I just want to make sure, because I keep getting, and not that I'm like a Mr. Popular or anything, but all I'm saying is, because I keep getting requests from people verbally here as far as like talking about Facebook and stuff. I just got on Facebook a month ago, and the only reason I did it, honestly, is for business purposes. Okay? I mean, honestly. So I get requests and stuff. It's like, I don't friend anybody who's a current student. Okay? That's just my policy. And second of all, honestly, the only reason I'm doing it is because of outside activities with some other things going on business-wise. So you kind of need to be out there just so people can kind of click and see. That's the only. And of course, I get to talk with some cousins and stuff that I haven't. So all I'm saying is don't take it personally, okay? I personally don't care for the Facebook thing's nice, it kind of is, but one of the reasons why I don't do the anchoring thing full-time anymore, for me personally, is because I hated the attention, okay?
Birthday parties, I didn't like that even at 16, 15, and 13, and 12. That's just me. Some people love the limelight. They like the extra attention. I'm not a big fan of it. I'd rather just fly under the radar and do my own thing. So not that, not that anyone's going, oh, we're friends. And it's like, no, it's just business purposes only. I need it for a company that's up and running and we're rocking and rolling. So outside of here, it's completely different from what this is. Okay, so nonetheless, I just want to get that, because it's a blanket the whole thing and just get it out. I don't even know if anyone in here has done anything, but I know third quarter and I had some other people say, why aren't you proud of me? But it's not personal. It's just that, not like, you know, I love you, but it's just, like, you don't even put little posts up. I don't think, most people, the ham sandwich is great tonight. The more you do, the more, you know, whatever. It's kind of one of those things you have to do. Okay, so anyway, give me a here if you're here.
Here.
Okay, let me go through Group B here real quick. Outstanding, okay. All right, Group A, it looks like everyone is here. So what we're going to do, you guys know what time crew call is, right?
Now.
Wait, now? Wait, now. All right, showtime, 9:15 we're going to aim for. And we're going to go 9:25, 9:30. All right, that's the plan. Yes, Minnie?
Any word on how we did on the trip?
I don't typically grade them. I usually give my six-year-old a red marker, and then she just... No, I haven't looked over all of them. But we're going to go over tomorrow once everyone finishes up. She loves red. And she just... Okay. 9:15, Group A, let's rock and roll. Any questions? Let me know. All right, guys, here's the deal. From what I understand, you got two less people in your class, so that's going to knock us down to 42. So I already have a rotation set up on the old plan, but I have to kind of redo the new plan. So there will be one less off spot in your groups, which will help out a little bit. Much better than the 9 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, but much better than 9. A lot of times what I like to do is just kind of let this kind of play itself out sometimes. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I have to kind of step in, have a, you know, kind of like a come to Jesus meeting type of thing. You know, elaborate, go storm and go. And sometimes, you know, once in a while, I just kind of even direct the show and grab people that I know can do, you know, that I feel confident in, know can do the job and get out of the equipment, and then have, you know, some folks watch as well, too. But we didn't even need to do that, which was really, really good. A couple things on pre-production that we have to really watch out for, though. CG, some stuff looked really, really good, okay? Other stuff we had to work out on. Like, for example, now this is kind of the key deal here, and if I need your attention, please, because if you get caught doing this, then you want to be blamed for this. Again, CG, again, second show, third show, fourth show. If you're not making corrections, if you go in there and start typing in the lower third fonts and you're not noticing, wow, there's six things wrong with... scoreboard number one for sports, there's four or five things wrong with scoreboard number two for sports, you get hit with all those. Okay? Now, the main thing is, of course, we had lower third font that said WNLD weather. That was never turned to WNLD movies or entertainment until later on in the day. So, those are all factors that you have to consider. Now, keep in mind, if you're the first CG operator, you're going to know that Monday, so you can come here a little earlier if you need to. But also, too, let's say you happen to be the third CG operator of the day, there's no way you can fix all that stuff in 5 minutes, okay? So all I'm asking you to do, and what happened on one of the shows was, all right, we just had our CG operator went in there, moved a couple numbers around to just make sure they lined up, and changed a couple colors on the teams to go from yellow to white or white to yellow, whatever we needed, because it was off. So as long as you make those one or two little corrections on the full screens, you're not going to be able to get the other one just because of time restraints. I'm not going to mark you down for the stuff that's wrong. What I'm hoping for is the next person coming in is going to say, okay, there's a couple things, there's five things wrong, let me at least fix one or two of them and get the lower third font. Okay? You guys have a built-in break here, which is kind of nice with the help truck, and sometimes, and you guys may have to use this, if something's wrong the first couple shows, I would say get the smartest dude or dudette in here at 9:45 and fix that. That happens before, where chroma key's all jacked up, oh my god. It's like, well, I don't know what you guys do in 15 minutes between the help truck time. Because there's really no crew call set up, get someone in here who knows what the hell's going on, get in here and get it done. So if that's the case, that's worst case scenario. But that's really the only thing as far as pre-production. Pre-production went very, very well today, very, very smooth. We did have a mic issue. Now, one thing to kind of keep in mind with mics, we got it fixed up because it was brought to my attention well ahead of time. But if you have a microphone and something is impeding the progress, meaning it's hissing or it's just not a very clear sound, if it's no sound at all, it's either, it could be the audio board, okay? It may not be hooked up, there may not be a battery. Right? So there's a couple things you have to kind of look at. Now, if you're thinking, all right, well, we're hearing it, but it's kind of soft, it's kind of hissing, you know, not really that loud. First thing is the microphone. There's a little cap on it. If it's a little loose, it's going to cause that. So test that up first. That's okay. All right, then we're going to say, okay, it still sounds the same. What we did with sports, we just walked them over, okay? Took out the XLR cable and put the big silver piece with the microphone, plugged it into the wall. It sounded fine. So that tells me there was an audio issue. There was a cable issue that was the problem. So we get rid of the XLR and move on. Now, if we stuck the microphone in the wall and it still sounds the same, then obviously it's a mic issue. The cable was probably good. Just swap out mics. So, you know, the main thing is we have to kind of bounce around some situations like that once in a while. So pre-production, a little bit of an issue. But for the most part, really, really good. During the show, guys, a couple things to just make sure of. It's a new script. And even though, you know, week 7, week 8, you're going to get new scripts as well. All right, so, but you know, it was like night and day from before Health Truck to after Health Truck. Because people were a little bit more in a rush the first couple shows. Keep in mind, your pre-production stays the same. Your group call is 9:25, 9:30. It's the same thing. All right, same thing. You get mic checks, you know, get your low third fonts in, check the chroma key, get your engineering level straight. Nothing changes. Because what happened was the first couple shows, we had people that were taken on the rolls. We had jumping cues. We had all sorts of stuff that was kind of like stuff that we've already talked about. And I think it's anticipation of the new stuff that you forget about the old stuff. So once you kind of get over that, we're in pretty good shape. Couple other things here. Let's see. A lot of this we'll talk about tomorrow. But I'm still not hearing a whole lot of communication amongst folks. When I'm hearing it, it's wonderful. For example, tape out. Roll tape, not ready, efforting, whatever you want to throw in there, right? We got it rolling. All right, take it. Okay, think it's going to black. We're going to black 5 minutes, 5 seconds or so. Okay, that's communication. Camera 3 shoots sports, okay? AD, again, not part of your job, but you can basically say, okay, Camera 3 can shoot sports. I'm not going to jump in and take over the show. Director, we don't have a sports shot. Camera 3, come on, let's go. So that's what we're talking about, just have more communication. You can do that during the graded shows as well. And, you know, one other thing with CG is, again, when you have something on program, for example, you have the fishbowl screen, you have to make sure before you switch over to another graphic, make sure it's off program. And I saw that a lot today. Because, again, we're bouncing around from different CGs. So when you see fish on here, and then you hear the director say, ready dissolve 2, once you hear dissolve 2, that means nothing, because it may not get done here. But once you see CG off the air, now we can switch it over to the next one. Okay? The only time we really have to switch it on the air is when we're advancing CGs for sports. So a lot of times I notice CGs were kind of a little premature, okay, as far as getting that thing off the air. So we want to make sure we take care of that. A couple other little things, guys. But again, like I said, it's easy, fixable stuff. So nice job overall on that. Where we had a little bit of an issue was right around that mid. The mid-show point, where we went from fish to stocks. Camera 2, 2-shot. We had a lot of camera 2 just kind of hanging out. And camera 2, we need a 2-shot. And when that happened, we had dead air. Okay, that's when we had dead air. So basically, it was like 2 shows within like 3 shows of each other. It was the same thing. Camera 2, 2-shot. Come on, camera 2, 2-shot. And they're zooming out really, really slow. Dead air. Mike, the anchor jumped the cue. We had an ID that was off the air too quick. And then sports jumped the cue. It was almost like you cloned that show, because 2 shows later, 3 shows later, the exact same thing happened. But once we got it cleaned up in a matter of a couple seconds, we were good. So just make sure you're very, very quick on those shots right in the middle. Overall, not bad. So camera 2 needs to be a little better. So. Yes, ma'am?
Now, with the camera 2, when they're shooting talent 1 for stocks or whatever, they start off on, are you supposed to do the, like, have the 2-shot ready before they take that graphic off, or is it supposed to be a zoom out to the 2-shot?
It's supposed to be basically go to stocks, then camera 2 on a 2-shot, and okay. Then we dissolve back out to the 2-shot.
So you change while you're not live, like that
camera's
not. Yeah,
so, but a couple times we had to do that. It's like, all right, 2's already there, it's not quite on a 2-shot, then camera 2 slowly zoom out to a 2-shot. And keep in mind, there's a speed control on that handlebar. So if you have it on slow, here's what's going to happen, because camera 2, quickly, 2-shot. Pedal to the metal, it's only going to go like this. Let's go. So put it on in the middle, or put it on after fast. Okay. So therefore, you can just control with the pinch of your thumb, or all the way, and it's going to zoom in and zoom out. So you have a little more control. Yes, sir.
So the word on, the only time we're ever making camera when our camera's live is if we're camera two, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because you're zooming in for the two shot and you're coming back out for the four shot.
And then camera one at the end.
So you shouldn't be making any other moves unless you're asked to.
No, unless you're asked to do so. Minor adjustments is fine. You know, if you tail moves or whatever. Now we'll talk about a few other little things, but again, nice work overall. So bring your questions if you have. It's the last day of non-graded shows. Okay, so we want to make sure we take okay? All right, and for those of you who are about to rock, you see, so for those of you who are about to take the midterm, just sit tight. All right, guys, we'll see you in 20 hours.